I love the beach. That's the funny thing. When you live so near the coast, you sometimes forget to appreciate...
Buster, come here.
Not too cold, are you, Bridget? Here, have my jacket.
I'd rather not have your jacket.
Okay, sorry.
No, it's just that I'll probably forget to give it back to you at the end of the night, and you'll deliberately forget to remind me, giving you an excuse to come back, and then I'll feel compelled to invite you in for a coffee, which is what you wanted all along, because then you'll use it as a springboard to launch a clumsy sexual advance, because I've been single for 3 years, and you're probably thinking that I'm so desperate for any sexual intimacy that I couldn't possibly turn down your amorous intent. Buster! Leave that where it is! And you're probably right, but for the wrong reasons, because actually it's got more to do with needing to feel wanted after all this time, and I probably will sleep with you in a very pedestrian fashion, going through the motions to please you, and also to stop these intense feelings of rejection that plague my every waking minute. And with respect, I doubt this ploy works very often for you. Sorry, I'm assuming this because you're not attractive. Buster, I said no! So the mere fact that it's worked at last will make you feel as though you can't possibly let me go, so we'll end up living together and then, God help us, marrying. And everyone will be saying it's a whirlwind romance, when really you and I will be living a lie, because we'll know full well there's no romance involved whatsoever. We're just two very lonely, lonely, selfishly needy people. I shall tell you again! At the wedding, you'll tell a romanticized story of how this smelly old jacket of yours was responsible for us getting together, and then 14 years later, this same smelly old jacket will be lying in a crumpled heap on some other woman's bedroom floor, probably your secretary's, the poor cow, because we stopped having sex a month after getting hitched. The total sham of a marriage will be in tatters, and I'll end up resorting to a bloody dating agency just to get someone to walk with me on a beach.
I see.
So I'm sorry, but no, I don't want your jacket.
Right.
Do you like dogs?
No.